President Obama, accompanied by members of Congress, signs into law today a sweeping package of new regulations for the financial industry. It's a big win for Democrats, who can now claim a year and a half of legislative wins that rivals any Congress in the past half century. But it has come at a price. Democrats have taken a pummeling from Republicans, and polls show Democrats have largely fallen out of favor with independent voters. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
I'm going to ask you to put aside your opinions for a moment. Whatever you think of the health care bill, the new financial regulations, the economic stimulus package, and student loans, when you step back and just look, the simple volume of legislation this Congress has passed is pretty impressive. Analyst Norm Ornstein at the American Enterprise Institute says it's the scope and sweep of the work.
The reach that it will have on people's lives in areas from health to education to finance, it's really quite remarkable, and of course made even more remarkable by the fact that it's being done in a poisonous, rancorous, partisan and ideological environment.
To give you a sense of just how rancorous, listen to this tape from the House floor on the day the health care bill passed.
What we will do today is pass the bill, which will then be sent to the president and become law. We will this afternoon pass
the reconciliation. Well, I can reclaim my time. The gentlewoman has just stated it.
Please let me answer.
Very clearly now.
Please let me answer.
And it only gets worse.
We now know with absolute certainty that the only thing
no, you don't.
Guaranteed is
no, you don't.
And that's not a couple of hot-under-the-collar freshmen. That's New York Democrat Louise Slaughter and California Republican David Dreyer, the chairwoman and ranking member of the House Rules Committee. They've worked together for years. By the end of that day, Democrats accomplished what some had called impossible. They passed a massive restructuring of America's healthcare system. Problem is, they did it alone.
We have done a lot. There's no question about that. And some of it is politically very difficult to try to defend back home, though.
Congressman Barron Hill represents southeastern Indiana. He's a staunch blue dog, one of the most conservative Democrats in Congress. He says party leaders should have focused more on what moderates of both parties wanted, rather than get everything they could with the Democratic majorities and one or two Republicans. Another conservative Democrat, Jim Marshall of Georgia, says the relatively large margins Democrats have in both chambers caused party leaders to overreach. And the backlash, says Marshall, will hurt everyone.
It's very inappropriate for government to make a decision to head in one direction and then all of a sudden things switch and you're heading in the opposite direction. Business can't rely on that. People interested in making investments cannot rely on that. The American public can't rely on it. We need a steady course. And it's very difficult to find a steady course as we flip to extremes when one side or the other takes over.
Democrats blame the acrimony, and therefore the backlash, on the Republicans, who began almost unanimous opposition to President Obama's legislative initiatives just 3 weeks into his presidency. Whichever side you blame, Democrats are paying a political price. Congressional approval ratings hit a record low. Incumbents faced or will face strong primary challenges. And as Democrat Alvin Green proved in the South Carolina Senate primary, a guy no one's heard of can beat the party's choice to be the candidate. It sure makes Congressman Chris Van Hollen's job difficult. He's the guy in charge of getting Democrats reelected to the House. Van Hollen doesn't buy the argument that Democrats took change farther than voters wanted. He says it's something else that's bothering them, the economy. And Democrats are working on that, he says.
But we're not out of the woods. You know, we haven't gotten out of the really tough economy that was inherited. And that's why the American people, understandably, are anxious about the future.
There are some signs Democrats have stopped the bleeding. A new Gallup poll this week asked the generic question, if the election were today, which party's candidate would you vote for? 49% of respondents said the Democrats, compared with the Republicans, 43%. A Pew Research Center poll showed most respondents believe the stimulus helped state and local governments avoid budget cuts and helped keep unemployment from getting worse. But no one thinks, says analyst Ornstein, that Democrats aren't going to take a hit in November. And so if you thought Congress was nasty this year, just you wait, says Ornstein.
There's going to be much more rancor and division inside Congress.
Democrats will likely lose some of their more conservative members, pushing the party to the left. Republicans are riding a wave of Tea Party enthusiasm, pushing the GOP to the right. So while this has been an incredibly productive Congress, says Ornstein, for the next one, he predicts gridlock. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.